reading Finnegan's Wake Facebook forum. We've been absent for 3 months, and we had a lot of work to do on the continent and other places, continent of Europe. And this is going to be the 31st episode with Ion. This would be the 31st page in the repaginated Finnegan's Wake. Ion is showing what Joyce meant. And then once you have the book in the order that Ion's presenting, you then apply the play for a cipher, and it becomes pretty obvious what the code is hiding. So we're going to begin. We're doing 137 tonight, but we begin over on 136, line 20 or so, the phrase, the light of other days. So I will start to read there, and then Ion will interrupt when the light of the pattern recognition pours forth. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah, this is the section, the famous quiz section, Book 1, Chapter 6. And this is the first question, and the answer is Finn McCool. So this is a description. What is it? It's like 13 pages or so of clauses and sections describing Finn McCool. So it begins on page 126 with the beginning of the question says, what second to none Mither... No, 126, I'm just going to read the beginning of the question. Just to indicate the question. What second to none, this is on page 126. What second to none Mither Rector and Maximus Bridgesmaker was the first to rise taller through his beanstail than the blue gum Bobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob That's the first clause about Finn McCool. Then the second one says that Finn McCool went nudie boots with trousers into Olympia when she was barely in her tricklies. I guess that's talking about his partner, ALP, or whoever Finn McCool's partner was. So now we're going to jump ahead to these endless clauses, and here it is in the middle of 136, the phrase. So Finn McCool is the light of other days, dire, dreary darkness, our awful dead, Timor of torture, puzzling, startling, shocking, nay, perturbing, went puffing from King's Brew to new customs, doffing the gibbous off him to every breach of all sides. With Pa's new heft and Papa's new health,
this is setting up the stage for your sitting president, Joseph Robin Biden.
Ah, gonna be toppled.
But our awful. He's perturbing. He's shocking. He's startling. He's torture. He's puzzling. And he still thinks he's the king, puffing something, Mr. Puffin stuff.
Yeah,
doffing the gibbon.
Our awful dad.
Everybody loved him. Yep, the big guy.
Okay, yeah, with Pa's new heft and Papa's new health, he's Papa's old cutlass, Papa left us. When young-headed, old-shouldered, and middle-neck aged about. Collar herring every daily, turgid tarpon overnight. See Lorion the... Go ahead.
We're saying, See, there's a plot building here if you look close. Mm. Go ahead.
See Lorion the chameleon that changed endocrine history by 11 his loaf with 40 bannocks. So Steve Bannon?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Steve Bannon. She drove him Dave till he drove a blind up. The pigeons doves be perching all over him one day on Basel Bridge, and the ravens dove be pitching their dark nets after him the next night behind Konigstein's Arbor. Trump of the...
The Speaker of the House, Trump, will probably undo these things. But this is laying out the thing of how They're going in on the glass. Everybody loved him. He could do no wrong. He was an idiot in a basement. You know, man, come on. You know, man, come on. You know, the thing. Corn Pop was a bad dude. He's a bad dude. Corn Pop was. All that's kind of coming home, and everybody goes, you people have elected an idiot. No. Those people elected an idiot. That's okay, because they had to rig it. And so now rigging it's going to get them tangled up. So now, go to Trump.
Yeah, Trump of the rep. Comp of the priv. Prosp of the pub. His head would, it's ideal, if his feet are bally clay. He crashed. Now, is that talking about Trump there? Is Edward its ideal, or is that about Joe?
Well, it's Trump. It's what Trump's going to do.
Okay. He crashed in the hollow of the park, trees down, as he soared in the vacuum of the phoenix, stones up. So Trump's the phoenix, right? He's going to rise again.
Out of the ashes. But you know, the problem with Palm Sunday is you got to have ashes. So something's got to burn up, Bobby.
Okay. Looks like a Moultain bolter and sounds like a rude word. The moon team view. The mountain view. Ooh, there's the mountain view. Some lumen pale round a lamp of sucker and boiling water. You've talked about boiling water since you began in 2009.
With the frogs.
With the what?
Frogs.
Oh yeah, the frogs. The boiling water with the frogs. They don't notice it's happening. And the standard, the way we call it.
Until it's too late.
The standard for, what do you call it, the point of boiling is changing, right? Is that how you say it?
Boiling point of water.
Yeah.
We're not sure, but we heard Laura Ingraham to talk about it, so that's all I know.
Three shots of putty at up blup saddle. Now, is it doing Trump, or is it back talking about Joe?
No, it's what Trump's doing to Joe, or gonna do
okay.
to Joe.
Well, that's interesting. Three shots of putty at up blup saddle. Made up to Miss McCormick, Neil McCarthy, who made off with Darley Dermott, Swank and Swarthy. Once Diamond cut Garnet, now Dammit cuts Grony. You might find him at the Florence.
Is that Diamond in silk? What? No.
Oh, Diamond in silk, yes. Once Diamond cut Garnet, now Dammit cuts Grony. You might find him at the Florence, but watch out for him in Wynn's Hotel. Dears his bow and wears his leaker, and here lays his be quiet hearse. Deep. Swed Albione, likeliest villain of the place. Who would that be? Swed Albione. That Hunter?
The next one's falling. The next one's the Lion State.
The next Lion State. Canary Canterel. Cochran, egotist is limited. We take our tays and freeze our fleas round Saturn's mounted face. Build the Lund's Kirk and destroy the church's land. How guess his title grabs his deeds. Fletch and Prades, fashion chaps, artful Duke of Wally Sly, Hugglebelly's funeral.
Huckleberry's funeral. Oh, you're terrible
now. Did he die? Did Huckleberry Finn die?
No, Bob. You talking what? About Tom Sawyer's Huckleberry Finn? A few days ago, yeah. He was in a book. He was crucified in the book.
That's right. Cook Kallikak. Heard in camera. That means in secret. Something was heard. In camera and excruciated. Boone when with benches builded. Band of buckshot back shattered. Heaven gendered. Chaos bedded. Earth born. Now how's this all about what Trump's going to do?
It's what he's doing. It's going to be... Operation Scorched Earth.
So, what are some of the phrases in here? Are you going to go over it later, or I'll just move along?
You know, this is the details. You didn't get to the church's land, so I guess.
I mentioned the church's land earlier.
Where's the church's land?
At the Duke of Tech?
No. Church's land, the Catholic properties.
In Virginia.
Go after their, All over the world. He's going to go after the church's real estate.
Oh. Trump is.
Yeah.
On behalf of the Queen and the Protestants or something else?
We'll see. What does it say?
Who
guesses his title grab? His deed.
Great. That's earlier. Okay, I think that was
the
earlier.
The Artful Duke of Wisley.
I don't remember seeing that. We haven't got there yet.
The Artful Duke of Wisley. Yes, we have.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
We will call you out.
That's right. Duke of Willie Sly. Yeah.
So we'll see. It's we'll see. The Duke of we'll see.
Oh, yeah. That's what Trump used to always say. We'll see. I think he used to say we'll see.
We'll see.
Right?
We'll see. Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
So, heard in camera and excruciated. Boone win with Finch's bill of it. Bannet buckshot back shattered. Heaven gendered. Chaos fetid. Earth born. His father presumptively plowed it deep on overtime, and his mother, oh, that's Kitty, right? Mother Kitty.
Yeah.
And his father, Fred. His father presumptively plowed it deep on overtime, and his mother is all. Events must have travailed her fair share. A footprint on a magazine. Hitman unhorsed by Searing Stand.
Searing Stand? Uh-oh. Who is that?
That's Sandringham.
Yeah. That's the honorary captain of the fire brigade. Good.
In Washington?
No difference.
Where is the fire brigade? Is that national?
Yes.
Okay. Honorary, fire brigade, the next sentence. Honorary captain of the extemporized fire brigade reported to be friendly with the police. The door is still open. The old stock collar is coming back. Not forgetting the time you laughed at Elder Charterhouse's duck white pants and the way you said the whole township can see his hairy legs. That's typical of what they were doing with Trump, laughing at him.
Yeah. Well, that, and then they were making fun of Biden's hairy legs when the kids would rub his legs in the pool because he had really hairy legs, remember?
Right, right. By stealth of a curse, her auburn tress abopped his nape she hung. When his kettle became a hearth schooled us, our thirstyites set their lymphium fire. Lymphium. We talk about lymph all the time. That's something to deal with Carolyn?
Yeah. It's coming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about the heart scutus.
Is that amino acid stuff?
You can't say it like that. You'll ruin the show.
Okay. His year letter, concocted by master hands of assays. His hallmark, imposed by the standard of Rotplate. J.W. knows the Hallmark family. The Halls.
The Halls. It's not the Halls.
Yeah. They do the Hallmark cards. His hallmark, imposed by the standard of Rotplate. A pair of pectorals and a triple screen to get a wind up. Lights his pipe with a rosin tree and hires a tow horse to haul his shoes. Who's doing that? Is that Trump doing that?
Cleaning up the details. It'll tell you. It'll tell you. Keep going.
He cures slavey scurvy, breaks Baron's boils, called to sell Polash and was found later in the bedroom. Has his seat of jealousy.
Wait. Nancy Pelosi, what?
Oh, yeah, Pelosi. Called to sell Pelosi and was found later in the bedroom. Has his seat of justice, his house of mercy, his cornucopia.
What? Seat of justice, the Scopius, Scotus, not the seat of justice, the Scotus, not the cornucopius. Oh, no, not the stacks of rye. No, can't be, no. This don't apply, Bob. This is crazy talk with the new justice of the Supreme Court. One who we adore, who doesn't even know what a woman is. That's who we want representing the Constitution. Somebody that don't know what a woman is. We see a recusal in the House.
So you see, Trump will have his own seat of justice, not her.
Correct. Well, she's not his secretary. It doesn't matter. Whatever. That don't matter. Who's listening to him anyway?
Right. Has his seat of justice, his house of mercy, his cornucopias, and his stacks arrived. Prospector, he had a rook shack, retrospector. He holds the hope and stake. Won the freedom of New York for the minds of Yugoslav slaves. That's pretty good. That's Trump. Won the freedom of New York for the minds of Yugoslaves. Acts active. He does act active. Peddles in pacifism. Yes, he's very passive when they're all dumping on him. And is a gorgon of self-righteousness. Oh, yeah, a monster.
Oh, imagine that.
It's becoming obvious here. Pours the last words of his ill formation. Yeah, he's the most uninformed guy going. Pours the last words of his ill formation over a alarm's worth of salt. Half heard the single main speech LaBelle spun to her grand mount. That would be Alexander, wouldn't it? Isn't she the single maiden? Half heard Cortez? You know? Half heard the single maiden speech LaBelle.
AOC.
Oh, yeah, AOC. Half heard, that's fitting in
these. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Right, that's what do you call it, an acronym? When you have three letters, AOC.
Yeah, a monogram.
Half heard the single maiden speech LaBelle spun to a grand mount and hold a lifetime by his own fireside, wondering was it Hebrew set to Himmeltones or the quicksilver song of Quaternions. She's trying to figure out what happened to Biden? She's wondering?
Yeah, because she thinks that she single-handedly got him elected president, and now he won't do what she says. And so now she's been now against Trump all along. Now she's going to turn on Robin.
Right. Now this next line, I've used this line. His troubles may be over, but his doubles are still to come. We've got nothing but doubles in the White House, so that's pretty important.
Right.
So is this referring to Biden's doubles or Trump's doubles? Or both?
All of them.
His troubles may be over, but his doubles are still to come. The lobster pot that crabbed our keel. The garden pet that spoiled our squeezed peas. He stands in a lovely park. Sea is not far. Importunate towns of X, Y, and Z are easily overreached. That would be the latest Trump rally, right? He's in some park.
That and the chromosome issue.
Oh, yeah.
X, Y, Z. XY, LGBTQRSTSUXYZ.
Right.
And then you forgot the most important sexual trouble of all. EIEIO.
Where's that?
That's this new sexual thing coming. Instead of LGBTQ, they're going to be, I'm part of the EIEIO club.
The sea is not far. Importunate towns of X, Y, and Z are easily overreached. Is an excrescence to civilized humanity? Yeah, Trump was that. And but a wart on Europe? Yeah, he told Europe to go screw themselves, right?
He gave them Wanamate, a for sure.
Wanamate sing science, a sound sense, and yet he wanted to get all his flesh new-made mutts truly plural and plausible. Has exclusively large rims.
So. He said, get your house in order because we picked them to go to war. And they had to pay up.
Who said that, Trump or Biden?
Trump.
Okay.
Trump. He had to make NATO get funded.
Right, so Trump is Finn McCool.
So far.
Right. Has excessively large rings. Is that referring to chromosome 14?
No, not yet. You'll see in a minute.
Okay. Has excessively large rings and is uncustomarily perfumed. Lusteth as he listeth the clear whispeth of a thymice. Now that's like Daffy Duck or something talk, right? Listeth as he listeth the clear whispeth of a thymice. Is it
for the sin?
Lisp, yeah. Is a prince of the Fingalian in the Hiberniad of Hulies. Has a Hodge to weary him and a Frenchie to curry him. and a Brabantson for his beater, and a Fritz at his switch. Was waylaid of a Parker and was shot by a Buckley.
Okay, okay. Now that goes through the change, and it's going to take place in your midterms and all that stuff. This is pre-setting. It is pre-setting the utter evisceration of what's left of the Democratic Party. But now we don't see much difference in the Republicans and the Democrats lately. One's talking and the other one's preaching. One's preaching, the other one's politicking. You know, show us the money. Where is the money? So you'll see.
is a prince of Fingali in the Hiberniad of Hoolies. Has a hooge to weary him, and a Frenchie to curry him, and a Brabantson for his beater, and a Fritz at a switch. Now, would these be international politicians that support him? Like French?
Are those that fall away?
Okay.
You know, Trump's sort of like you. You love him till you hate him, then you hate him till you love him.
I was once waylaid of a Parker and beshotten by a Buckley. I remember that. Kicks lintels when he's cupping, cast Jacob's arrow roots, dime after dime, the poor waif strays on the parish. Now what's that? He helps his friends? Helps the neighbors, the poor people?
No. Listen to what he's saying. A dime after a dime. It's like, there's no new taxes, but we're going to gouge your eyes out. You're going to pay $10 a gallon for gasoline. But no new taxes. Those eggs is $10. But no new taxes. You're going to be dead.
Yeah. Reads the charms of H.C. Anderson all the weeks of his evening and the crimes of Ivan the Terrible every strong day morn. Soaps you soft to your face and slaps. Chris Rock. What's his name?
Chris Rock.
Yeah. Will soaps Smith, you soft.
The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, heard round the world.
Right, and Obama slapped Biden the other day by not talking to him in the White House party, in the reception party.
And then so obvious, it was almost like Biden was a ghost. It's like he was like walking around, and he wasn't, and everybody was looking away, and they'd grab a hold of Barry, his name is really Barry, grab a hold of Barry, and he wouldn't even acknowledge that he was in the room. It's like a piece of ghost. So he gets out in the crowd and calls some little girl up, and she gets up and walks right by him.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, because he doesn't own, well, what is this, soaps you soft to your face, slaps himself when he's bad, then he... Biden doesn't own the bulgiest bung barrel that ever was tip-tapped in the privacy of the Mullingar Inn. Donald Trump owns the bulgiest bung barrel that ever was tip-tapped in the privacy of the Mullingar Inn. Was born with a newer silver tongue, yeah, that's true, in his mouth, and went round the coast of iron with his left hand to the scene. That'd be Broadway hanging out, getting in People magazine. Raised but two fingers and yet smelt it would day. For whom it is easier to found a sea in Atlanta than for I or you to find a double tie in Amsterdam. Didn't he have a big golf course in Amsterdam or something?
Turnberry.
Where's Scotland. That?
Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland. That's Amsterdam, isn't it? That's a damp
close
place.
To it.
To live with whom?
It was when the wake was written.
Yeah. To live with whom is a life mare, and to know whom a liberal education... going after the liberals there. To live with whom is a life mare, and to know whom a liberal education was dipped in hoily olives and chrismed in scent O'Toole's. Here's cricket on the earth, but annoys the life out of predicants. Yes, that's Trump. Claims he has unique experiences and annoys the hell out of everybody. Still turns the Dirk's ear of Darius to the now thoroughly infuriated one of God. Made man with jets that jerk and minted money mung meanie. Anything
else? What? Meanie? Well, look at that. They weren't money. Minted money mung meanie.
Who's Manny?
That's the destruction of money.
Oh, okay.
Of money.
Made man with just that jerk and minted money mung meanie. Likes a six a cup puddling. No. Likes a six a cup pudding when he's come home sweet home. Has come through all the errors of Liv's adventure from moonshine and champagne down to clouts and pottled porter. Willem the first.
Yeah.
Trump doesn't drink.
They, that's it. No, this isn't about that. That's not what it is. It's what the country's going through. Everybody during the pandemic was day drinking, dipping champagne, everything was good. And then when it all goes bad, they got clouts of pottled water. Porter.
I see. Has come through all the airs of Liz Adventure from moonshine and champagne down to clouts and bottle porter. Willem the first, Heinrich the Alva, Charles the second, Richard the third. If a man drinks shrick to convulsures, at last surviving his birth, the wibe duck, will wail bitterly over the rotter's resurrection. That sounds like Trump
that's
in there.
That's the zombie apocalypse, the rotter's resurrection.
Right, and the con vultures. That's the fake news.
Mm-hmm.
The mandrake shrieked to con vultures, at last surviving his birth, the white duck will wail bitterly over the rotter's resurrection. Loses weight in the moon night, but girds girder by the sundawn. So what, does he do that? Loses weight in the moon?
Yeah. No, not what he does. This is what's happening after he gets to clean everything up. We don't know when they... Nobody said he can clean it up now. Y'all said that. We didn't say that. We're going to try to clean it up. But it's pretty far down the rabbit hole. Maybe it's that, may I just take a bulldozer and start over?
Loses weight. So people are losing weight?
Yeah.
The obesity.
She's working on that.
Yeah, the obesity scandal has subsided. Loses weight in the moon night, but girds girder by the sundawn. With one touch of nature, set a veiled world a-grin. Happy times again. And went within his sheet of tissue paper of the option of three gales. That's him arresting everybody. Impeaching everybody. Everybody's going to jail.
One slap away. One slap away.
Right. Well,
so maybe we don't get our money's worth it. Maybe we're going to get our buddy's worth out of Guantanamo Bay yet, Bob. What do you think?
Okay, with one touch of nature set a veiled world a-grin. The veiled world. That's the canceled world. The veiled world. A-grin.
So now you have a world of cancel culture, and now we're going to have an uncultured canceler.
It went with a sheet of tissue paper of the option of three jails. What, you can go to, what's that place in the San Francisco Bay? Or you can go to Guantanamo?
No, that one's close. It's Florence.
Oh.
It's Florence. It's Guantanamo Bay. Or it's Rikers Island.
Where's Florence?
In Colorado. It's a supermax.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But you never see the light of day, and you never see another human being.
Wow. Who's in that prison?
Your little buddy, what's his name? The drug lord, the head of the Sinaloan cartel.
Oh, yeah. Those guys, okay. Wow, who could see? So Trump could see. Who could see at one blick a salmon taken with a lance? Hunters pursuing a doe. Is that Hunter Biden? Hunters pursuing a doe? He's in jail. In jail, right? This is after the jail.
Yeah. I know, but this is why he's in there. Pursuing a doe.
Right.
Swallowing all the babies in full sail.
A white robe lifting a host. Face flappery like old King Newt and turned his back like Cincinnatus. Turned his back like Cincinnatus. The Cincinnati Society was a secret society that George Washington set up.
This is when they turned their back on Chicago.
When was that?
Next Tuesday.
I see, on the the mayor there, right?
Lightfoot.
Yeah, Lightfoot. Is a far, far, and more far, and a whore father, naked bucker, in villas old as new. Squats a court and cracks a quaint when it's flagging in town and on Haven. Blows whiskey around his summit. He's going to have a summit? That's the Constitutional Convention?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Blows whiskey. he'll be handing out drinks to everybody, I guess. He's not drinking.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll get them all limbered up. He'll get them greased up, don't you worry.
Blows whiskey around his summit, but starts stout upon his footles. What's that? State stout. Oh, he stays sober, right?
He stays, and he has a footing that he holds. Stout upon his footing.
Right. Stutters, for he falls and goes mad entirely when he's waked. What's that? Doesn't sound good.
That's the stuff, the pushback of over. You got to get rid of all these liberals, and they're not going to go quiet.
I see.
So it's going to be. Gonna
so
be
they're going to take him down a bit. He's going to be knocked down.
They may even take him off Twitter.
Stutters for he falls and goes mad entirely when he's weak. Is Tim to the pearly morn and Tomb to the morning night? Is Tim to the pearly morn and Tomb to the morning night, and he had the best bun baked bricks in bold Babylon for his pitching plays. He'd be lost for the want of his one wobbling wall. Now that's a question. Is Tim to the pearly morn and Tum to the morning night? And he had the best bun-baked bricks in bold Babylon for his pitching plays. He'd be lost for the want of his one wobbling wall?
Answer.
Donald Trump. So cool.
Hey, Tim McCool. That's good enough. Stop right there.
That's great.
That's it.
Well, that's amazing.
That's good. You made it. Now you still got a little time for your chatter.
Yeah, so I'll mute and people can contribute in a civil manner.
All participants are now unmuted. All participants are now unmuted.
I'm trying to unmute just second, people.
All participants are now unmuted.
Maybe it's because
All participants are now unmuted.
Let's go through singularly. Oh, there it is. Oh, now it's unmuting. Okay. Did I hear Ara wanted to say something?
Well, I just heard more and more far, rather far down, and that points something to a lineage, which the two words is grandmother and grandfather in on the mother maternal side.
Where do you see all this?
That was just before he says the drink.
Yeah, it's hard to make out what you're saying. I don't know. What's he saying?
I'm doing like you, Bob. I have the microphone on my head.
Bob's got his in the kitchen, and he's in the library.
clink, clunky, the drinks there. So, rather far down in the text.
Page? 138, 136, 137. We did a lot.
When he serves, just before he serves the drinks.
The drink?
Must be drink.
Am I
too loud?
The whiskey.
Is it too loud?
No, you're good. The whiskey before the Constitutional Convention, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
A second ago.
Yeah.
So he points to some lineage there because he's talking, he's mentioning more and more far, which is the maternal line, grandmother and grandfather. And
I don't see that in the words. What words are you talking about? You got summit.
I just heard more and more far.
She's talking about.
Far, more far.
The Queen Victoria.
Oh, that's paternal line.
So So why are you mentioning this? What's the significance?
She's bringing up the Scotland.
The Scotland? How is that what it is?
But are the Trumps Scottish?
The father was.
On the mother's side?
Is that never know again?
Socials.
That's funny? Mother's funny?
Yeah, because we just said it was on the father's side, and you said it's on the mother's side. It's the mother's, father's, mother's, mother's, father's, mother's. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, there's one of each on that side, on that train. On that train track that goes on the father's side, there was a mother in there somewhere. Till they get to the jackal in Jakarta.
Yeah, Jakarta. Okay, is anybody else getting anything to say?
Phil was there.
Yeah, so I've picked out a sentence near the bottom of 137, Bob.
Yeah?
And it says, won the freedom of New York for the minds of Yugoslaves. And I was thinking with the coming event with La Palma and the tidal wave that hits New York will free the slaves from the banker's bondage.
Right, the La Palma volcano off of Spain you're referring to.
You also have the Euro slaves that are going to be freed from their oppression as well. It's not just, it's global. Because in the countries, remember how many, does anybody remember how many countries there's going to be when this is all over?
28.
Yes.
Okay. You got a couple of 228, 230. Well, it changes every, there's countries on countries. We don't even know what happened to Czechoslovakia. But some, a whole lot of settlement has got to go on to put that back together.
Right. So Trump will be
part of the suit.
You have to be taking advantage of the American empire or its after image.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be sort of like a viceroy. The craziest thing. I mean, who ever heard of such a thing? Who ever heard of such a thing?
A viceroy.
And the Euro slaves, is that something to do? You know, you said 5 years ago that Le Pen would win the election against Macron, and now we're about to have a repeat of that. Did you actually mean that Le Pen wins the 2022?
We don't do time, Macron? Baby. We don't do time. That's been troubling Bob since the beginning. We'll say something and we'll say Tuesday. We just don't say which Tuesday.
So does Le Pen win this time, Ian?
We'll see.
To win this
reason we say that like, the reason we say that like that, we say it like that is because you may not live long enough to have an election. See, you're all on that edge, you're on the cusp. That leading edge, there may not be anything to vote. That's what I'm saying. It's just one dirty bomb and we're having a different conversation, y'all.
Oh. Yes, of course.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, it was the sixth step,
And you're not in a position of repeating history. This has never been history. This is endgame.
A time has never been seen before.
Well, yeah, we say that every month. So that ain't no big deal about that. You went the upside down, the back, you lost, you won, you got over, you got out. You figured it out, you got it back, lost it again, got rich, got poor, got all the money in the world and can't afford a goddamn hamburger. Boy, you got the tiger by the tail now, don't you? So, we'll see.
Yeah, so, Biden has to be removed for Trump to go global.
Well, if you listen to what they're saying there, where they're already talking about the New World Order, they're already talking about tit and tat and this and that and all that kind of stuff. So he's going to make America great again while it conquers the world.
Say it again. It's something da-da-da before it conquers the world. What was the first part?
Trump wants to make America great again before Trump conquers the entire world.
Right. Okay,
and
the
Viceroy, and true Viceroy persona.
Yeah, he's going to be like General Patton and create the structure for a new world, but he won't be the head of it. He'll be the Viceroy.
Correct.
Hmm.
You don't want to be the head of a world federation, but you're going to be talking to the aliens, because, see, when the aliens come, that'll be the first one they take out. Is the Viceroy.
What, the Viceroy?
Yeah. You don't have anything else, you see.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else got something to say? Come on.
It was amazing the proximity of the words and how Joyce managed to, with Iron, bring forth that as a current reality.
Yeah. That's, so you're quite impressed with what Joyce via Ion has done.
Yeah. And the Trump aspect of it, and, you know, just, there were words in there that, you know, Steve Bannon, I mean, you know, he sounds like it's sort of gobbledygook. I mean, Joyce didn't know who the fuck Steve Bannon was 100,000 years ago. very, very cool parallels coming through on the Finnegan's Wake to that.
Yeah.
And better than that, Donald Trump would be in the same room with a Steve Bannon his entire life was amazing to Donald Trump.
Yes, very, very good. Mm. Mm. So, well done, Iron.
Iron,
we're just gathering the chickens. We ain't doing nothing. We just ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Leave my chickens alone, Iron. They're not laying at the moment.
Uh-oh.
What were you saying, Bert?
On page 138, whom a liberal education. Was the liberal education dipped in holy olives?
In where? Dipped in holy olives?
Yes, yeah, says whom a liberal education was dipped in holy olives.
They tried to make this a olive branch, a holy olive branch, but Bob wouldn't have it. He just did away with it.
The Trump offered, or the liberals offered a liberal education. Who offered who?
Well, that's what they were doing, this marvelous education, and it was a farcical. People were getting degrees and can't even know where they are. I got a degree in blah, 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 blah. I got a degree in Hubble Hubble. What's your major? What's your major? Well, I majored in Hubble Hubble. Well, I majored in. I got a degree in it. Don't you know any? You must not be very well educated, because if you didn't educate like I'm educated, Hubble Hubble is a fine profession. It pays big money, so you better pay me at least that much for my Hubble Hubble degree. I worked hard. Negro people done without things so I could have my degree. So you gonna honor me, cause Black Lives Matter, and that's what we gonna talk about. If you got anything to say about that, you will see my lawyer. That's it. Or we'll burn down your store. We'll burn down your store, and then you can see the lawyer. So, this is that whole degree of how they were trying to present this as all innocent, with the critical race theory, and the whole nine yards, the whole blessed. Now, because of Bob's pandemic, everybody got to see what they were really doing at every level, and go, well, this is a bunch of bullshit. And these people ain't going to do nothing. They don't even go, they go to class, or don't go to class, they don't write papers, they don't have books, they don't study. Everything comes to them in the blank bullshit. Boys have a penis except when they don't. Girls have a vagina except when they're a chick with a dick. Then they find out that they have to cut their memories off to be a nice, respectable woman. Now, man, what the hell is that? How does that work? And they all get the big speeches about saying who can talk and who can't. In the country, the liberals of all people demanding free speech. Now nobody can talk about nothing. So, then you turn around and Bob says, Bob scratches his head or his eyes because something was itching. And he says, you know, kids today.
What you?
Very nice. Yes, Bertrand, you home run again.
And Chrismet and Saint O'Toole's, Bert. Was dipped in holy olives and Chrismet and Saint O'Toole's. You mean it was dipped into shit? He took the liberal education and stuck it in the toilet?
No. It was supposed to be an olive branch. This was just wonderful. We're not doing anything wrong. We're not doing anything bad. This is education. This is higher learning. This is what you have to succeed. You'll make $1 million more in your lifetime. Well, hell, you need $1 million to buy a tank of gas and a sack full of groceries. And $1 million ain't nothing for Pete's sake. So
it's dipped in Bob's holy offices?
Olive branch. It was presented as an olive branch that this is wonderful, something to save. And instead what happened is it was dashed. It was exposed. It was not indeed an olive branch. It was put in the mire pit. In the mire pit. Mosh pit.
Staying with the plants there, Bob, it says here, a pair of petrels and a triple screen to get a wind up, lights his pipe with a rosin tree and hires a tow horse to haul his shoes. And if I looked up that rosin tree, it says there, a South African shrub which exudes resin. Iron, what is that all about? Who wants to smoke a pipe with resin?
It's like the old 99. It's about... Mostly cherry bark and not much tobacco. The resin. You're fixing to see that. It's everything is sticky. Everything is coated. The peace pipe they're passing around is tainted. It's not what they say it is.
Where is this line, Nick?
It's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I see it.
I see it.
Yeah, down the bottom there. But lights his pipe with his rosin tree and hires a tow horse to haul his shoes.
Haul his shoes, yeah. Cure slavery.
Sounds like the Fourth American Revolution coming out of here.
Elizabeth. Some parallels between South Africa and the American Revolution there, Bob.
At the very least, the completion of the Third Reich.
But near the top of 138, Bob, it says, his troubles may be over, but his doubles have still to come. A lot of these doubles, like Trudeau's, Biden's, Obama's, and the, what's her name in Canada, the Christie, whatever her name is, Newland.
Yeah.
Have all these people got demons on them? Is that what makes them their doubles?
No. Some of the doubles they're actually infiltrating with. Some of them are aliens, and they're just easy because they don't care. I mean, because otherwise he would get up and say the stupid things that they say, and they get up and they go, "We raised $50 billion for Ukraine." That was like half the domestic product. And everybody's clapping and smiling and looking and smiling and clapping and Trudeau's up on the Megatron. Then they're just smiling, grinning from ear to ear. You can see the back of his fucking throat from his smile. Just clapping and looking and clapping. Everybody's clapping. I'm like, well, goddamn, you can raise another $20 billion as long as y'all clapping over this shit. Get in the goddamn shit. Buy some of Trump's $100 million airplane. You got enough money for two. So you've done something now. You've doubled their airstrike force, so I guess it's all good. Come in.
So Nick, this phrase, his troubles may be over, but his doubles still have to come. I said that to Prince Charles in my memo to Prince Charles, June 4th, 1987, which was put into the Bob's Meat Ecology album in 1992. That's the key line in my memo to him. I said, your troubles may be over, but your doubles have come. They're coming.
But Bob, had you read Finnegan's Wake when you did that? Or did you read your diary?
I've been doing Finnegan's Wake for 60 years, since the 60s.
Right. A question, Bob, on the doubles. It's not the gap between you and you. These are real doubles. Okay, so that's not, I just wanted to clear that one up.
These are organic robotoids.
Who creates them, the aliens or little men?
Well, the aliens are behind all our technology, so if they're in there, we wouldn't be able to do anything without them.
No.
Morning, Bob. What
Biden's double would be a doofus like he is. It's amazing.
Say that again. Who's a doofus?
Biden. I mean, to actually get his double to be also to be a doofus. I mean, you would have thought that maybe they would have sort of like smartened him up a bit.
Biden's doubles are a mystery.
Yes. And Bob, didn't you say one of the royal houses actually started this? The Belgian one.
Say that again? Didn't I say what?
Did you not say that it was one of the royal houses, the Belgian one, I think, that started this business with the doubles?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't say that.
Well, who did? You're saying I did?
I thought you had said that.
Hey, Russ. He doesn't remember where he is. You can't go by that. You know this. What are you doing? It's like, Bob, you said such date, such, and he says, oh, yeah. And then he says, oh. And then he says, Bert, when did I say that? April 16th, 1937, in the afternoon, over the afternoon. I remember who I was with and what I did, but I don't remember saying that. You ain't got numbers. You ain't got numbers to go with syllables. Don't worry about Bob remembering, because it ain't going to happen.
Okay. Can you clarify?
Are you remembering the Hungarian people who started the cloning? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes, that's it. Maybe we're mixing up doubles and cloning.
Well, what's his name? Leopold II, the Antichrist in the Belgium. He could have started the double stuff in the 19th century.
No, I think it was the double mint twins, Bob.
Yeah. I'll accept that.
Maybe we're getting into very thin ice for the Finnegan Wake Society.
Karen's going to be up. Stop talking about ice. Karen's going to be up in a minute. She'll be mayor.
On page 137, you said the Florence is in Colorado.
Yeah.
And then it says, but watch out for him in Wynn's Hotel. And Steve Wynn is a big, he's a big developer in Vegas, where Trump is the developer in Atlantic City.
Did he vote for Trump? Was he for Trump? Steve Wynn?
Oh, absolutely. He cashed out the week before. It was a Friday before 9/11, and so he was the only person, and they threw him out of Vegas, and he was the only thing left that had $1 billion+ in cash. He's like, fuck y'all. I ain't saving nothing. I'm saving my own golf course and my house, and I'm going to build my hotel. Fuck y'all. And so now the enemy, which he was president of, is now all but nothing. Now it's like the fun experience where they have Walker storage and people have, we don't want to talk about it. It's not very pleasant. Not very nice.
I am with the Chapo Guzman and Florence Cardenum.
Yes. El Chapo. Yes.
Well, I didn't think it was the original one.
Correct. But now don't get started. You leave the Sinaloan cartel alone, they'll kill your ass. You fucking with the wrong ones now. Don't fuck with them boys. They playing for keeps now. So just leave them out your mouth. Don't we worry about it.
Right.
Yeah. Southsiders, you better leave them alone too.
All right. And thanks for having me stay to Texas. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's the least we could do. You're being faithful and all things. Why not? Why not?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good.
Coming into my phone, thank you.
It's good. Hey, how y'all like everybody coming across the border to get to the 33rd parallel and old Greg Abbott's going to bus them to Washington? Ain't that nice? They're going to be safe in the arms of Jesus. Ooh, it's going to be great.